It's a lovely gospel, beautiful gospel. My dear brothers and sisters, today we have an introductory encounter between the Lord Jesus and His first disciples. Can you imagine the first meeting between Jesus and two of the first disciples? The context is a very meaningful passage that describes the revelation of Jesus to Andrew and his brother Peter. Andrew discovered Christ ahead of his brother Peter. The passage today opens with the words, "the next day." John the Baptist is there with two of his own disciples. Just then, the Lord Jesus walked by in front of them, and this is a common feature of Jesus in the gospel, and it reminds us that Jesus also walks by us so many times in our ordinary day. Jesus walks with you. Jesus walks with me. I hope we are aware of that. But how do we respond? As Jesus passed by, John said, "Look, there is the Lamb of God." Perhaps the disciples had already heard what John the Baptist had said about the Lamb, and so they began walking after Jesus. They followed Jesus. Remember that they are not yet disciples of Jesus, but they were curious. They were moved by a kind of curiosity about this man they call Jesus. And we will be told later in the gospel that one of the men was Andrew. But who was the other? Who was the companion of Andrew? A tradition likes to think that it was John, the beloved disciple, not yet called that because his discipleship is just beginning, or as such, that other person could have been anyone. It could have been a man, it could have been a woman. So why not just put yourself there with Andrew and share the experience with him? It makes this passage very meaningful if we do so. And at that point, the Lord noticed them, that the two men were following him, and he asked them, "Hey guys, why are you following me? What are you looking for? What are you looking for?" My dear friends, it would be good for us to hear the Lord asking that question of us too. What are you looking for? There are many possible answers. Some people are searching for security. They would like a position that is safe. They would like to have enough money to meet the needs of life, a material security that will take away the essential worry about material things. Some people are looking for what they call a successful career. Others are looking probably for power, for prominence, for prestige, for a place to fit the talents and the abilities they believe themselves to possess. Others are probably looking for some kind of peace, for something to enable them to live in peace with themselves, with God, and with others. If the Lord will ask you the same question today, Rose, and He will ask you, what are you looking for? What will be your answer? At this point in your life, I have my own answer. I already asked myself this morning before I came down, "Father Louis, what are you looking for in your life at this point? What are you searching? What are you looking for? And indeed, what am I looking for in my life?" It is good to realize that God is asking me that question. The answer to the question is very revealing. Our answers could be very trivial. Our answers could be very self-centered, or our answers could be altruistic. The answer to the question tells me a lot about where I stand before God. The answer to the question will tell me a lot where I stand with other people or with myself. If my life depended on it, what would I ask of God? And my life, in the fullest sense, does depend on it. So we can continue to ask ourselves today, Bever, what are you looking for? Anong hinahanap mo? Ikaw, anong hinahanap mo at this point in your life? Anong gusto mo? The Lord is asking, what are you looking for? And how did these two men, how did they answer the question of Jesus? They said, Rabbi. They did not tell Jesus what they were looking for. They just said, Rabbi, teacher, where are you living? Where are you residing? Saan ka nakatira? Where are you staying? My dear brothers and sisters, the question is similar to, where can I find Jesus? Where can you find Jesus? Yeah? He is not in any place. The Lord is anywhere. The Lord is everywhere. Where do I think the Lord stays? Where can I find the Lord in my life? In what places? Dito ba sa Christ the King? In what people? In what situations? Is He only to be found in the tabernacle of our churches? Probably one good answer is, Jesus also stays in your heart. Do you find Jesus in your heart? Jesus is there in your heart. And as we read through the gospel, we will find that the Lord is to be found in many places, in different situations. And Jesus can also be found in your heart, in my heart. And the response of Jesus is, come and see. Come and see. My dear friends, it is the only way they will find out. Knowing where the Lord stays is not to be found in theology. Knowing where the Lord stays is not to be found in catechism books or to listen to theoretical lectures. The only way we can know where Jesus stays is by a personal experience of meeting the Lord where He is. That is something that everyone can do, and it is something we need to be doing all the time. At the end of the gospel, Andrew excitedly told his brother Philip, or rather Peter, Brother, we have found the Messiah. I have found the Messiah. They had discovered the real identity of Jesus. That this man is not an ordinary person. He is the Messiah. And then Andrew brought his brother Peter and introduced him to Jesus. My dear brothers and sisters, how many people have you brought to Jesus? I should also reflect with gratitude on the many people in my life who have brought me in so many ways to a deeper and a more personal knowledge of Jesus. Many people, even now, have shown me who Jesus is. I hope I also bring other people to Jesus, just as other people bring you to Jesus.